Don't you know love got on the cross? Love rose up on the third day and gave us a chance of bonding to the tree of life. And then whosoever will, let him come. This ain't no coincidence. So why are you trying to measure and judge and separate everybody? God has already torn the curtain because he sent his only begotten son, and they call him Jesus. He allowed us to come on and do the works of he that sent us. That's from the book of Isaiah. But because Jesus was born and he died for all our sins, that we are able to stand up and tell the whole wide world that I am a child of God. And the only way that you are able to say that you're a child of God, that he died and he rose up to allow us to have a chance to walk around in faith and not by sight. Ain't God good that he gave us one more day on the land of the living? So celebrate and give him the honor, the glory, and the praise. That not only is Easter Sunday, but this is the day that the Lord has made. He said, rejoice and be glad in it. Then he left his 11 disciples to go to Galilee, to the mountaintop where Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but one doubted. Then Jesus came near and said to them, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Then the Bible say, as our Father, let thy work speak for them. Ain't God good? And he told his disciples, go to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Ain't God good? Teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And he said, remember one thing, that I'll be with you always till the end of your age. Don't worry about nobody else's age, but every knee must bow, every tongue must confess. And long as you seek it, the kingdom of righteousness for his name, say, I didn't say my name, I didn't say your name, the only name that matters. And they call him Jesus. Some call him the bright and morning star. Some call him the lily of the valley. Ain't God good that he made a way out of no way? And you ought to be celebrating because he rose up early one morning with all power in his hand. And he allowed us to tell the story. He said, wherever you go, that I will be there because I am. He didn't say, but we are. He say, I am. I am the Son. I'm the resurrection. I'm the way, the light, and the truth. Ain't God good? So why you want to celebrate for Easter? Because guess what? Not only just this day that the Lord has made, but he made every day. And every day is a celebration. And that's why you're supposed to give him the honor, the glory, and the praise. Just don't wait till Easter Sunday, because he been died long, long, long time ago. Made a way out of no way just for you and I, so we can live and live our life with Jesus. Don't you know, when you rather have Jesus than silver and gold? I don't know about you, but God is. He's the best thing that ever happened to me, that I found out. Long as you got Jesus, you don't need nobody else, because he is the S-O-N, shining on the S-U-N. Ain't God good? I thank God for being the only one. He's the one that sits high, look lower. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's already at the end while the beginning was being wrote, because he is God Almighty. Ain't God good? So blessed be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are celebrating to tell about the greatest story ever been told. And if you ain't heard about it, all you got to do is when you look up, and when you look up, sky's still standing, birds still flying, trees still growing, rivers running, flowing. Ain't God good? He got all power. All power. He can turn dark today because he is the light of this old world. So I don't know about you, but there's a leak in this old building, and my soul has got to move. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 And amen.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchoring Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, drift away. It will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchoring Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, drift away. It will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchoring Jesus, it will surely drift away. Please call Alpha and Omega Outreach Ministry, 870-692-5939 or 318-484-2500. And bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. Now, I told you last week I'd have some more reading for you, and I intended to read from the Bible, but I got this Christian magazine here, and there's an article in here that I thought was worth sharing with you. And it verifies some of what I have been saying. It verifies some of the truth that I've been telling you from the Bible. So I see I'm not the only one that believes in what this Bible says instead of what the church is teaching. The title of it is, Has God Lost Control? Do you ever feel like life is out of control? You can sense it in society. Anxiety and anger. All bad news. We're flooded with bad news. We turn on the television. We're inundated with images of the most recent country to be hit in a tsunami or more violence in the Middle East. Our friends tell us of the stories they read about how the United Nations is going to take over the world. Radio talk show hosts rant about hordes of illegal immigrants and the collapse of health care. Where's God in all this mess? Why does it feel like our world is out of control? Is God like an absentee landlord who lets his property deteriorate? Has he waited too long to intervene in our world affairs? Have you ever wondered why the loving, all-powerful God seems to be powerless in a world of suffering, violence, natural disasters, and anxiety? Do you want God to stop the madness, but it seems like things are getting worse all the time? On the world scene, the old political and economic institutions have become destabilized. They have lost all credibility. Institutions like the United Nations and the European Union seem to have lost their ability to create peace and calm. The religious institutions of mainstream Christianity used to supply a moral compass for Western society. But today, all too often, Christian churches reflect the shifting sands of pop culture. Not only is behavior that was condemned in most pulpits a couple of decades ago accepted now, but disapproval of such behavior is considered hate speech. And there's more and more to be concerned over. Worry about the economy and our jobs. We worry about effects of changing morality. We worry about the weather. We worry about government drones being programmed to spy on our everyday activities. So we ask again, where is God? Has he really lost control? If he hasn't, why is the world in such a mess? The Bible has the answer that can give you hope and faith. God is allowing this confusion to continue for only a limited amount of time until he dramatically intervenes in the human history and takes control. This is one of the great themes of biblical prophecy. We're going to look at a crucial early prophecy. When you understand this verse, you will know that God is still in control of history and the future. History and the future seem like big ideas, but how do you apply to the problems? How do they apply to the problems of your everyday life? Maybe you're trying to hold down a part-time job and take care of two children. You're trying to make ends meet, worried about doctor bills. When you understand why the world is out of control and how God is going to bring security and real freedom to humanity, you can begin to allow God to bring stability and security into your life right now. Let's go back to the beginning, the very beginning of the human race. Mankind's parents, Adam and Eve, lived in a perfect environment. There was no conflict between them or between them and God. God told our first parents that they could eat of the produce of the Garden of Eden, except the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Genesis 3:2-3. As long as they allowed the creator of life to lead them, they lived without confusion or conflict. There was no depression, no emotional pain. Adam and Eve were secure, happy, and truly free. But they decided that they could determine for themselves good and evil. This is what is meant by their taking of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Satan, the devil, called here the serpent, introduced the idea that God was wrong to withhold this from them. And talking about how life seems out of control, you can't take Satan out of the equation. The Apostle Paul called Satan the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Humanity has essentially been kidnapped and deceived into adopting an out-of-control lifestyle ever since Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden. Every human endeavor has been a mixture of good and evil. Every human government, economic system, educational system, and humanity's concept of morality and religion have been influenced by the God of this age. Eventually, everything we've built is going to spiral out of control. But the story ends in good news. In the Genesis account of Adam and Eve, we find a vital prophecy that foretells how, in the midst of all this chaos, God is going to take control of human history. Every human being has effectively eaten of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Our lives are out of control because at the core of our spiritual being, every one of us is spiritually out of control. Nothing will be solved in your life until you understand that truth. The problem may sound insurmountable, but it's not. There is a way you can allow God to take control of your life. God has supplied a way out of all this mess. It begins with your willingness to accept that you are part of the mess and are fatally flawed because you have been eating of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You must be willing to embrace that longing. If you have a meaningful spiritual relationship with your Creator, God has a plan for bringing the chaos of human history under His control. The special prophecy of Genesis 3:15 foretold that a child born of woman would have his heel struck by the serpent, but would crush the serpent's head. This is the earliest prophecy in Scripture of the Messiah, first being killed, his stricken heel, but then ultimately defeating Satan. The prophecy will find ultimate fulfillment after Jesus Christ returns to the earth. The story of the prophecy starts at the beginning of the book, at the beginning of the Bible, and it spans the length of Scripture. So let's go to read the book to see how the story, to the end of the book, to see how the story ends. The book of Revelation contains divinely inspired visions given to the Apostle John about an unprecedented time in human history. It tells of a time when all humanity will be spiraling out of control. This will be a time of greatly escalating wars, diseases, epidemics, earthquakes, and devastating natural disasters. Satan will then unleash his hatred on mankind. We will be on the verge of human extinction. It is at this time of chaos that the world has completely spiraled out of control that Jesus Christ will step back into the story and restore sanity to mankind.